Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Can you do little mini workouts throughout the day? What's the minimum that you can do to get the best results? What's the minimum minutes and the minimum times of the day that you can do it? Well, we're talking with Dick Cotton. He's the National Director of Certification for the American College of Sports Medicine. So welcome to the show, Dick. Let's talk about mini workouts. First of all, everybody thinks you need to carve out 60 minutes a day to work out. Is that true?
No, you don't need to do that. That's definitely, I mean, that's fine if you can do it and it's great, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, that's great news for people that don't have that hour to shove in. So you can break it up. What is the minimum amount of time that you can break it up to? Can you do 2 minutes here and there, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? What can you do?
Yeah, well, anything is better than nothing. And it really depends on your goals and objectives. If you're training for performance, you're best not to do it that way. You're best to have a dedicated workout that is, you know, some time that's at least 20 minutes, and then that's even a minimum. I mean, certainly if you're training for a marathon, you're not going to train for a marathon 5 and 10 minutes at a time. And, you know, any kind of sport performance. But you can do a lot in 5 minutes. And it's certainly from the health benefit, we still stick with 150 minutes per week. So if you want to break that up into, you know, that would be 20, 30, 5-minute sessions in a week, you're going to gain that. You're going to do well with the health benefits.
Well, that's really cool to know because, you know, people can't always carve out that time. So 10 minutes, that's really the minimum.
That's really, yeah, that's the minimum, and that's not ideal sports performance.
Okay. So then 10 minutes. Let's go through 5 or 6 10-minute workouts that you would like to recommend that people do just when they've got chance, whether they're at work, whether they're in sneakers or not in sneakers. What can we do in a 10-minute time to burn those calories and get in great shape?
Okay, well, so we're going to assume that you're not going to need a shower at the end of the 10 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
You know, you know, a day like today, pretty hot outside here, at least in the Midwest, and you can go out and you can brisk walk for 10 minutes, but you're going to break into a sweat at about minute 7, and you're going to be pouring once you get back to your desk. So we're going to, you know, it's not going to be that, but certainly walking. Moderate pace to moderately brisk walking for 10 minutes, especially if it's in an air-conditioned building.
Okay, so your first 10 minutes is an air-conditioned building or even outside, but not so that you have to end up, you know, showering, but you can even take a little, you know, wipe down if you have to go back to work. Just make sure you wear deodorant so you don't stink up your cubicle or wherever it is that you work, and then really that distracts from all the rest of the workers. Give us another 10-minute thing.
10 minutes of strength training if you have some dumbbells in your office or an extra tube or a suspension trainer. Yeah, you can do a heck of a lot in 10 minutes.
For example?
Well, I keep my suspension trainer hanging in a door that leads into my living room. And I'll go over to that thing. I can do 25 reps or, you know, 10 to 25 reps, depending on the angle that I set myself up. And do that. I can do 3 exercises in 10 minutes. So that's phenomenal benefit.
Well, and people don't know, Dick, what exercises to do. If all you have is dumbbells and you're running between, you know, you're a real estate person and you're running between clients and you have 10 minutes, what can you do with the dumbbells for 10 minutes that will get your heart rate up a little bit and burn some calories?
Okay, they're probably higher rep sets, so maybe even more in the 12 to 25 rep sets. And then curls, tricep extensions, bent row, those kind of things, upright rows, things like that.
So if you do higher repetitions of bent rows, upright rows, lateral raise, bicep curls, front raise, right there, you've used up a couple of minutes and you're doing like 25 of them with maybe 5 or 8 or 10 pounds as opposed to a heavier weight.
Yeah, and I would even say, you know, 15, 20 pounds. I mean, you can do push-ups from your desk at a desk height. I mean, and do 25 of those.
Well, one of the things I do love to do when people don't have that much time is, you know, have them do lunges, body weight exercises. Let's do a 10-minute body weight exercise here, Dick. Let's talk about what can you do with your body. What are some of your favorite body weight exercises?
You know, one of my favorite body weight exercises, because I fly a lot, is to stand. I always get an aisle seat, and I stand up. I put my fingertips on the back of my seat. I don't put my fingertips on the back of the guy in front of me. That's kind of rude. But and I do one-legged squats, alternating legs, or a single-leg squat that goes into a calf raise. And I do that, try to do that at least once an hour during a long flight. And then that doesn't even take 10 minutes.
Okay.
But there's one right there.
So there's one right there. And as you said, push-ups, I just love push-ups. I love lunges off a stair. So if you're somewhere where you've got a stair, you can just kind of step up and down the stair and do some nice deep lunges. And right there, you're giving yourself. So it's okay if we break these things up throughout the day into our minute, you know, many different workouts, as long as we're getting the total number what?
Well, total time.
Yeah, total time should be what?
150 minutes a week.
So that breaks up to, like, what?
Well, it's 15 10-minute sessions.
Okay. So
or double that for 5 minutes.
And just for one day, what is the, like, 60 minutes a day? Can it be 45 minutes a day?
Well, it can be, I mean, yeah, sure, certainly that. But it can be less, because if you take 7 days, it's about a little more than 20 minutes a day.
Okay, so
that'd be 140.
So that'd be 140. So you could really break up your workouts. You can do as many as you really want to do, as long as they're about 10 minutes long. You can do your body weight exercises for one. You can go up and down stairs. And, you know, just, but by the way, add in stairs if you work in an office or a hospital building, and just don't even bother with the elevator, even if it's 6 stories up. Boy, you'll just get in some amazing shape, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the staff here at ACSM, not a lot, a few of the staff here at ACSM, they stand up all day. They've got their desks set up to stand. I have the option. I have a box right here that I put, it's one of those large file boxes, and I put that on my desk and put my keyboard up on that and tilt my monitor up a bit. And so I can stand up anytime I want, and I'd love to even make that more of a habit. But that's something else that has tremendous benefit.
Yeah, making it so that you can look around your office and see whether you can sit on a ball or stand up. We've talked about treadmill desks before on this show. You know, that's a way that you can sort of try to work those things in. So the crux of it all, Dick, in the last 20 seconds, wrap up mini workouts and the importance of them.
Very important. It's especially important for health benefits. Do understand that 10 minutes does take a little bit of a warm-up and a cool-down if you're really going after performance. So it's really not the best for performance, because you can't get to the quality workout, but it's excellent for maintaining your health.
And that is really the way to do it, is to try and keep your workouts at least 10 minutes in length. You can do as many of them throughout the day as you want, as long as they add up to about 150 minutes a week. So that's about 15 of them, but that doesn't sound so hard, does it, in a whole week to just do 15 10-minute workouts? Not so hard as you might think, but that's what it's all about, motivating and performing with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Train Your Body. I'm Melanie Cole, and stay well.